guess what, Janie, Paul? You're going to play one of our favorite games called This, That, or the Other. We're going to give you the name of a thing. You're going to tell us which of three categories it belongs to. Jonathan Colton, what are our categories?
Today's categories are lion, witch, or wardrobe. So basically, each thing is either a species of big cat, a fictional witch, or an IKEA wardrobe.
Got it.
Janie, this one's for you.
Okay.
Elphaba.
Well, I have to say, just my gut tells me IKEA wardrobe.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
Oh, God.
It's the Wicked Witch of the West in Wicked.
But she shops at IKEA.
All right, Paul, here's yours. Jubatus, big cat, witch, or wardrobe?
I think that's a big cat.
Yeah, you are right. It is a big cat. I have no idea how you guessed that, but it is a big cat.
It's a cat who celebrates Passover.
I knew it wasn't an IKEA item because it didn't sound Scandinavian enough. And I felt it was too soon for another witch, so I took a gamble.
Yeah, that's you played the metagame and you won. It's a scientific name for the cheetah, which is very fast, but also doesn't need to drink water except for every 3 to 4 days. Because here's the thing, they get their hydration from the blood of their prey.
Oh.
That's like me with wine.
Yeah, exactly. Janie.
Yes.
Tissadol.
I don't know. I'm going to go with cat.
Probably. But what I also know is that it is the name of an IKEA wardrobe.
It is?
Its doors are fully mirrored, and each of its shelves holds about 15 pairs of folded pants.
Whoa.
You need one right now because you're not putting on pants, so you need them all folded somewhere. That's a good idea.
Yeah, you need the mirror to remind yourself that things are going south fast.
Paul, this one's for you.
All right.
Songasand.
I mean, IKEA is calling to me, but I'm going to say witch.
I'm sorry, it is an IKEA wardrobe.
I know. Like...
Janie knew it.
Well, you did the... an accent and everything.
I did. It was the other A sound.
He knew it.
At the end.
I thought it might have been the accent of the land where the witch came from.
Janie.
Yes.
Manuel.
It's got to be a cat.
Sure is a cat. It's the Palaz cat, a small wild cat with a comically puffy coat of hair. Its full scientific name translates to ugly-eared wild cat.
Shit.
Interesting.
This cat can't catch a break.
Very cruel. Scientists can be very cruel.
Yeah, but he has a cute puff of hair, and they didn't even include that in the name.
All right, Paul, here's yours.
All right.
Broomhilda.
Oh, come on. This is a witch all the way. Who didn't love this cartoon strip if they had it in their local newspaper? Broomhilda. She was a comical witch who was just trying to live her life.
Yeah, she was looking for love, right? In all the wrong cauldrons?
She was like Kathy, but a witch.
It was not like a sort of workplace strip like The Wizard of Id.
The first workplace comedy.
That's right, The Wizard of Id.
Okay, great job, Paul. You won the first game.
Congratulations.
That sounds hollow.
I do feel Broomhilda was a bit of a softball, but I'm not going to...
After the break, we're going to play another game with Paul F. Tompkins and Janie Haddad Tompkins. Plus, we'll call up Will and Grace's Deborah Messing and find out how her social distancing is going. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.